Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for remembering Rosh Shichli Nishmas, Marus Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. It's based on Torah that I received from Rav Rabbi Agon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. Pesachim Daf Nevov is Machlokas Rabbi and Rav Chisda. If Midaraisa, you can do Tzarchi Shabbos on Yantiv or not. Rav Chisda holds, there's no Isser to be Mevatel on Mishabbos LeYantiv. Shabbos and Yantiv are one Kedusha. Rabbi holds Minatora Tzarchi Shabbos. Are not allowed to be done on Yantiv, and not that it's mutter, is dafka, where it's roi la'achila, even on Yantiv, since if Orchim come, they could eat from what he cooked. According to that, l'das rabba, if a person mevashel at the end of Yantiv, that even if Orchim come, they won't be able to eat from it because the food won't have been properly cooked. Or he knows that Orchim won't come, it's asr min haTorah to be mevashel be Yantiv l'tzarech Shabbos. That's all midarais, midarabban l'kuli alma t'asr. Unless he did an Erev Tavshil. And the reason is, according to Rav Chisda, that's why I have to be Erev Tavshil. It's only the Tzarech Shabbos that it's a Mutter, so you do the Erev Tavshil. Put aside a Tavshil before, you start already the process before. You show that it's different, and therefore people are not going to say you're allowed to cook Beyom Tov Letzarech Chol. And Rabbah says that you have to do an Erev Tavshilin, Kedei Sheyivro Mani Yefel Shabbos and Mani Yefel Yom Tov. So you should have something good for Shabbos and something good for Yom Tov. And Lahal. You don't prepare food in advance before Yom Tov for Shabbos. Person might not properly be mechabed Shabbos, so we tell him to put aside for Shabbos. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, in Vav Amud Beis, and also in Beitzah. And if it says Vav Amud Beis, there it explains Shitas Rabba. Ul halacha nechlu arvisein or rishon of achron, we pass like Rabba or like Rav Chisda. Shtibur is marich in the bir halacha, the beginning of Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Afkamina, is it mutter for him to cook where there's no hoil? Is it mutter for him to cook where the guests aren't going to come? Because according to Rabbah, the only heter is hoel. According to Rav Chisda, there's no iser. Midoraisa, you don't have to come out to hoel. Shaila is, can you cook? There's no chance that guests will come. So the Mishnah Berurah says that b'shas hadchak, you can cook even when there's no heter of hoel. Apparently there's an unbelievable nafkamina. And that is, somebody asked a certain machal, I'll call it Olam Beneder, the Yom Tov. Not Shabbos. He asked a certain food on the whole world, Beneder, the Yom Tov, or B'Shabbos Mutarim Bo. And he makes an Erev Tavshilin. Is he allowed to cook this food on Yom Tov for Shabbos? According to Rav, it's Aser. There's no hoil. Because the Orchim are not allowed to eat this food. Because this food is Aser on Yom Tov. So the Erev Tavshilin is not going to help. Because this food is Aser. It's only mutter because of hoil. There's no hoil here because they can't eat the food. There's a, he asked this food on the whole world. According to Rav Chisda, it's mutter. So when a Torah Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yomtiv, only it's asked to Rabbanan. And since he did an Erev Tavshilin, so now it's mutter even to Rabbanan. So he can taka, cook this food on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos, and on Shabbos it's going to be mutter. But according to Rabbah, not, because there's no hoil. Because even if guests come, they can't eat this food on Yontif. Now there's a suffix about the heter of hoil. Do we require that he himself should also be able to eat from the food? But if he cooks food that's usher for someone else, that's usher for him and mutter for someone else, there's no heter of hoil, or maybe there's no difference. Doesn't have to be mutter for him. Svar would appear that it's mutter, because it's mutter to be mevashel b'yontif letzarach Yisrael acher, even though he doesn't eat the cooked food. So mali, if he doesn't need it to eat it, or it's aser to him. So even in a case where it's aser to him, a certain food, but it's mutter for somebody else, there's going to be the heter of hoil. Because self calls self, a guest might come and he can feed this to the guest. And apparently there's an unbelievable raya for this. In Psachim, and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah there, Ketzed Mafrishin Challah B'Tumah B'Yomtiv. Rashi there explains that you can't bake this dough. It's talking about dough that became tummy. You can't bake it. Because it's also, it's the challah's tumah, it's also b'chila kohanim, so you can't bake it on yomtiv. But if the challah's tahira, you could bake it. And there we're talking about a Yisrael who's mafresh challah meisasa. And the fact that they're arguing of tovas hanaz mama, that's only shaykh by Yisrael, who's mafresh challah meisasa, because by Kohen who's mafresh, there's no tovas hana, he can take it for himself. And so is mafresh in the rach there. So it's muchach that it's mutter li Yisrael lefo is challah tahira b'yomtiv. A Jew is allowed to bake for the Kohen. Now the Jew is not allowed to eat it. The Yisrael is not allowed to eat it, but he's baking it for the Kohen. That's a raya muchrachas, that you're, even if it's usher to you a food, you're allowed to cook it or bake it for someone else. So hoil applies, even if it's not mutter for you, even if it's not for other person, for the fact that you can cook or bake for the Kohen. So now we have the following shaila. And the shaila is it mutter, like this year, Shvi Shel Pesach, the Erev Shabbos, is it mutter for an Ashkenazi, he doesn't need kidneys on Pesach, to cook on Shvi Shel Pesach kidneys for the sake of Shabbos? Is he allowed to cook kidneys for Shabbos? Now, we proved that you're allowed to cook or bake Truman Chala for a Kohen, even though it's usher to you. So kidney is a mutter for B'nai Sfarad. So, just like a Yisrael could bake Chala for the sake of a Kohen, so too, an Ashkenazi could cook food, kidney is, and say that for the sake of the Sfaradi, meaning there's a hoil. Since the Sfaradi could eat it today, he's allowed to cook it. The only usher make it's mimin haga. Chala, it's mamshas mikra din to eat the chala. That belongs to the Kohen. It's going to be given to the Kohen. And yet there it's permitted to bake on yamtiv. Certainly to bake for a Sfardi is mutter. There it's only, the kidneys are only usher mimin mitaras minak, not midina. So therefore it'd be permitted for a Jew on the seventh day, on Erev Shabbos, seventh day of Pesach, to cook kidneys or bake kidneys for Shabbos, and they have a hoel that he can give it to his Sfardi today. V'gdola mizu, Chassav Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chiddush of Lebetav, Dafi Bezim Beis, brought by the Chassam Sofer, Arachayim, Simonai Test. He's matir levashel peros yveshim b'shvi shel pesach shchol b'erev Shabbos. Kem lo nogu esir b'kidni es l'chol l'shem b'sakana. Shaykh shapir esvar d'hoyel. He's matir to cook dried fruits and shvi shel pesach the frozen erev Shabbos. Since There's no Itzur kidney is for Chol Hashem Bo Sekana. So that you have the Svar of Hoel. So in that Shuvah the Chasam Sofer I mentioned, he said they were no Egisir b'peres yivation. They were no Egisir with dried fruits. And yet, he's matir to cook them on Shri Shal Pesach Chorber of Shabbos because Hoel that he could give it to a Chol Hashesh b'shem bosakan. So that's brought in the Chasam Sofer. And he argues, he brings this from Rabbi Kiveger, his father-in-law, and he argues, and he says that it's not common that the Chol is Dafka going to want to eat dried fruits. So that's where it's not common. However, Sfardim are very common. We have Sfardim all over the place. Baruch Hashem, Kain Yirgu, and they eat kidneys. So even according to the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Mutter Mitam Hoil. However, we still have the Ramah to deal with. The Ramah, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Tziv Chof, writes that a person who's Misa'ana B'yomtiv is not allowed to cook for others. He's not allowed to cook for himself. And Avram says, if that's true, then you're not allowed to cook L'tzarech Shabbos B'yomtiv Shechol B'erev Shabbos. Because since he's not allowed to cook for others, he has no heter of Hoel. Dealing with somebody who's fasting on Yom Tov. He's not allowed to cook for others. He's not allowed to cook for himself. As the Shulchan Aruch says. Talking about a regular Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, he's not allowed to cook for others. He's not allowed to cook for himself. So Avram says that if that's true, then he's not allowed to cook. L'tzarech Shabbos. B'Yom Tov Shechol B'Erev Shabbos. Because he's not allowed to cook for others. So there's no heter of hoel. So he's not allowed to cook for himself. He's also not allowed to cook for others, like the Shulchan Aruch says. So that's in a regular Yom Tov. So Mimeila on Erev Shabbos, that's Yom Tov. He's not allowed to cook for himself. He's not allowed to cook for others because he's not allowed to cook for himself. So there's no heter of hoel. So here also, he's not allowed to cook the kidneys for himself, he's not allowed to eat them himself. He's also not allowed to cook them for others. For Sfardim, can't say Hoel. However, the Chida already writes in Machzik Bracha, Ramah is a different case. Since he's Misane, he's not allowed to cook for himself, he's not allowed to cook for others. But if somebody is not allowed to get, has a neder that he's not allowed to eat a certain food, he's allowed to cook for himself on Yom Tov in general, except for this food. He's also allowed to cook this for others. In other words, if you're not allowed to eat b'chlal, so that means you're not allowed to cook, so you're not allowed to cook for anybody. But if you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to eat just a specific food now. So you're allowed to cook that specific food for others. Since he's allowed to cook for himself other things, he's also allowed to cook this food for others. It's only asked for him to cook for others when he's b'chalal to cook for himself. However, it's still shver because we have to deal with the Heilige Marasham, Das Torahs, and Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. He has to shtark a kasha. But Amar writes Tav Kuf Tesvav Sif Dalid, that fish that were captured on Yom Tov, he's now allowed to cook them on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. Why? Because they were fished for the sake of Yisrael. Dagim shenitzeldu b'yomtu dasi lavashlim b'yomtu sheni shel galias. Kevin shenitzeldu shvil Yisrael, since they were fished for the Jew, so he's not allowed to cook them even on in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. L'tzarach orachim, they were mekel. Not for yourself, but l'tzarach orachim, yes. And the Taz asks, should also be mutter al tohil. So why can't you cook it for yourself? Al tohil, just like you're allowed to cook it for the orchim, this fish that was fished on Yantif. So it should also be permitted for yourself because of hoil. So answers the Ma'amar Mordechai, the Prima Gadim, the Eliyahu Rabbah, that Ho'il is effective only to be Matir in Issur Torah of Bishul, Shelo Letzorech. But this food is still Asur Al Tzmuksa. There's no Orchim in front of us. The Gabi Yisur Muksa, there's no Ho'il. And if so, in our case, let's say this also. Since Ladidei it's Asur, if a food is usher to you, like kidney is, then you're right, you solve the bishul problem because of ho'il, but you still have the muksa problem for crying out loud. Came the didei usher and the hidim, the pas is bishul leslan, but there's no bishul problem because of ho'il. Guests might come, so you're allowed to cook it for the Sephardi. But litzer mishum muksa, you still have a muksa problem. And the Maharsham doesn't understand Rabbi Kivego and the Chasam Sofer that didn't note this Ramah. Who says that you're not allowed to cook it for yourself? There's no ho'il because there's a muksa problem. Can't say, oh, that guests might come, it's not muksa for you. No, it's muksa for you. The ho'il solves the cooking problem, not the muksa problem. So therefore, in the case of Rabbi Kivega, cooking these dried fruits on Yantif, he answered, there might be a cholesh ish bo sakana, and it's good for him. The answer is, but it's muksa for you. It's aser. Awesome.